Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front. And you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405. Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't? And I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars. Caesar's Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, buy the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesar's Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the
With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. Oh, how I lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Form away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farmaway Marquetry. Farmaway.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's. You'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Sure hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend wherever you may be. And hopefully all of us can take a moment to reflect upon and really kind of appreciate those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to make our way of life possible here in this great country. Well, a lot to talk about this morning. A big day at Santa Anita yesterday. 10 race card dedicated to the California breds. This was California Gold Rush Day, which was originally conceived of and run at Hollywood Park. And I got to say, the day, in my opinion, got off to a tremendous start. I didn't make a penny on the race. Kyle Frey, jockey Kyle Frey, who was represented by Jack Carava, went down in what appeared to be a serious spill late Friday. He went to the hospital, was examined. I'm guessing they took x-rays. Anyway, Kyle said, hey, I'm good to go. Doug O'Neill, celebrating a birthday yesterday, gives Kyle a leg up prior to race one. He's on a 13-1 long shot, a maiden going a mile on turf by the name of Less Is More. And Less Is More just kept grinding and was able to prevail by a neck. Again, at 13-1 for the birthday boy, Doug O'Neill. And, of course, Doug, such a great supporter of the show, but really happy for Kyle Frey, who's been working so hard. Good to see him able to ride yesterday, first of the day, and he gets it done at 28:40. Some big performances yesterday. We're going to be going through a lot of this with Ken Gernick from the CTBA in just a few minutes. Right now, we get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I think a lot of people wondering about the Derby winner, Sovereignty, who skipped the Preakness. He comes in as a fresh shooter. So does Baeza, third in the Kentucky Derby. We're going to have his trainer, John Sheriffs, on top of the next hour. But Sovereignty, we understand, had a very solid work over what had been described as kind of a dull surface these days at Saratoga yesterday morning. What do you know about it, John?
Well, we've had a lot of rain up here, Mike. It seems to rain every day for the last week. Finally, today, the sun is out, and it's a beautiful day. It's not like there was a lot of rain, but it was just nagging rain. Every morning it would rain, and when these horses were going out to the track, I'm sure they had to deal with an off track. Anyway, yesterday, Sovereignty worked with an older horse, the graded stakes winner, off his ride, and he actually held his own, and I think they all say, claim that he worked actually better than off his ride. So Sovereignty is going in the right direction, and it's going to be interesting to see what the story is with journalism. Another horse that worked well yesterday was the Peter Pan winner, Hill Road, for trainer Chad Brown. He's down at Belmont, so he worked at the Belmont training track.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be shipping up this week. So it's getting interesting. The town is starting to buzz. You can feel it in the air, Mike.
Yeah, that is really exciting. The Belmont, again, for the second year in a row to be run at a mile and a quarter. I actually spoke with Frank Miramati yesterday. Of course, the voice of Santa Anita, now the voice of Saratoga Racecourse and the Belmont. He is really excited to get back there. And they'll run Wednesday through Sunday, and Frank is going to be the guy. So a lot to look forward to, and it's going to be bustling like it is in late summer, John.
It certainly is, Mike. It's a festival. Tomorrow is the last day at Aqueduct. They're calling it Belmont at Aqueduct. And they'll be closed for 10 days. And then they'll open up on Wednesday before the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. So they're going to run Wednesday through Sunday at Saratoga, Mike. And all they're going to have, nonstop stake races every single day. It's going to be an amazing week of racing. And hopefully the weather stays good. And we get some safe racing. No, we don't need any problems and everything else that goes with it.
Yeah.
But the way it's scheduled and the way it's laid out, that you can look for a week of solid, solid horse racing.
You know, John, we've got some momentum going here. I know the ratings were down for the Preakness, but that's because the Derby winner didn't come. It turns out it was an absolutely tremendous race for television. I think everybody listening by now knows Steve Asmussen had some things to say about the way the race was adjudicated, the incident turning for home. His horse really kind of took the worst of it. Clever again at the rail. He was pretty much empty at that point, but you listen to Steve, obviously he's anything but an unbiased observer. There was a lot to look at there. He was critical of the stewards. I've talked to other people that are critical of him. Other people say, hey, I'm glad they left it up. I'm kind of in that camp. But I'll tell you what, the table is set. If journalism goes for really an epic show, and the ratings I think will be through the roof again for the Belmont, John.
Yeah, and you have the other new shooters coming back. You have Baeza coming back. You have
Rodriguez
coming back.
Yeah.
And as far as Steve Asmussen's concerned, Mike, with all due respect, he's out of his mind. His horse was done.
Yeah, he was.
He complaining about? His horse had nothing left.
Yeah.
His horse, the horse, the whole pile up there had nothing to do with his horse. His horse was finished at that point. I have no idea what he's looking at. And to go on the radio and to disparage Rispoli and say he's riding a rented mule. What kind of jackass statement is that?
He said, quit riding him like a rented mule.
Like a rented mule or something. You don't say something like that. I'm sorry.
It's clickbait. You know, that's the age in which we live.
Well, okay. It's clickbait.
And speaking of which,
I fell for it, and now I'm telling you, I think
you
made a fool of himself.
John, I'll say this. I was on a podcast a few days ago with a good friend of mine, Al Kaplan. We worked together a couple of years in the minor leagues, and he got some time on the show, and he was the referee in the movie Dodgeball, and Al and I have remained in contact. But he's doing a lot more vis-a-vis podcasts these days, and he's working with a retired Major League umpire who I've known for many years, Tim Cheetah. And it came to the Preakness, they started asking me about it, and I didn't plan on saying it, but I said, Tim, you know, so much has been made in recent years of toxic masculinity. I'm going to tell you right now, that's what won the Preakness. Toxic masculinity. Am I that far out of line, John?
Not at all, Mike. Not at all. Believe me. You know, that horse got roughed around and he got pissed off and he went after
Thank you.
Him, I think that made the difference.
And Sandman came.
And I stand by my guns.
Yeah, Sandman came to his hip on the outside. That helped spur him on.
Yes.
But he got the adrenaline going. And I'll just, John, it's a crazy world, but I'll just say this. We don't win WW2 and all that mayhem in the South Pacific without a heavy dose of toxic masculinity. No way, you know.
That's for sure, well, Mike. And you're right. Everyone should take a time out and just reflect and be appreciative for how lucky we really are.
Let's move to a much safer topic, the weather. Watching the Dodgers match Friday night, and I mean that rain came, and it came right now, and it came hard. They had a long delay, but they got it in. The weather has been problematic, certainly, you know, compared to what you would think would be normal this time of the year for New York, correct?
Yeah, no question about it. The rain was here all week, Mike, and again, it's up here on a daily basis. But hopefully, you know, we go through through spans of like 2 weeks without a drop of rain. Hopefully that's what we're headed for, because it seems like they're getting all the wet weather out of the way early.
Speaking of Dodgers Mets, I got a call yesterday from John Lindo. I was so focused on Santa Anita, I wasn't paying attention to the Dodgers Mets. Well, David Peterson was a starting pitcher, son of the late trainer Doug Peterson, who was a friend of mine who trained Seattle Slough in his four-year-old year. David Peterson went 7 2/3 innings. He's got Shohei's number. He struck him out three times, seven strikeouts on the day. He had two walks, gave up two earned runs. You know, the Mets win it 5-2, and David's got an ERA with a 3-2 record on the season of 2.79. He has become the quintessential crafty left-hander. He's a big, tall guy, but he doesn't really throw that hard, but he keeps you off balance, and, man, he can pitch.
Yeah, you said it, Mike. He's a crafty left-hander, and, you know, when those left-handers start to mature, they become different pitchers, you know, like Jimmy Key or like John Tudor. You remember,
yeah,
those were crafty. Even Tommy John was a crafty left-handed
big
pitcher.
Time.
Not overpowering.
No.
But listen, he owned Shohei Ohtani. How many people could say they struck him out three times in a game? Doesn't happen often.
No. And you know what you see in David, and you see his teammates, they respond to it. He's got a presence out there. Nothing rattles him. I got to say, it's really nice to see, because this kid dealt with a ton of adversity. He lost his dad. I think he was 11 or 12 years old. His mom raised him near Denver, and he's gone on to do some great things. John, let's make some money. You want to go to Aqueduct? They've got 11. Churchill Downs has 10. Where do you want to go for hour one?
We're going to go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the seventh race today, Mike. And I like the number four horse in here, Flat Out Flying. And this is a nine-year-old who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Stephen Schauer. This guy's done terrific off the claim. Romero Mirage aboard to ride 4-1 on the morning line. Number four, Flat Out Flying, wins today's seventh race at Belmont at the Big Eight. By the way, Mike, for people that are playing Churchill Downs today, they have a late pick five carryover. It was not hit yesterday. I believe it's $290,000 going in, so they got a big pool to be looking at.
Right, and Ryan Hansen had a horse yesterday in the 10th and final, the $125,000 Snow Chief, three-year-olds at Santa Anita, going a mile and one-eighth on the grass, came off a state-bred maiden win, using Kazushi Kimura, and he upset the apple cart at 43.5-1. Santa Barbarian paid $89.20. As a result, there was an all-burger and a pick six, a single ticket, $107,818. So hats off to whoever had that, but boy, it was bad news for a lot of punters.
Yeah, it certainly was, Mike. I bet the runner-up, and I was counting my money. I thought he was home, and there was no way he was getting beat, but he got beat.
Yeah, and Kimura had a hell of a day. Three wins.
Three winners, Mike.
And I'll tell you this, Ryan Hansen, he works hard, gets on a lot of his own horses. And a lot of people know he's married to Michelle Yu, who's part of the Santa Anita broadcast team. Congratulations to them. They work hard. They're all in. And it was a really nice end, all things considered, to a big state-bred day at Santa Anita.
It certainly was, and he does a terrific job, Mike, especially with young horses. He puts over price horses, and he used some obscure jockeys a lot of times, but they all seem to run to him, and he does really terrific work with young horses. So congratulations to them.
Okay, just to reiterate John's hour one prognostication, race seven, Belmont at Aqueduct. It's going to be number four, Flat Out Flying. Post time for that, 4:10 Eastern. Can't wait to get you back out here for hour two, and we'll take a look at Santa Anita and a 10-race card today. They've got 11 tomorrow on Memorial Day. Thank you so much, John. Before we go, JONHARDOON.com. What's there right now?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections.
Terrific. Take care, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. As advertised right now, we say hello to Ken Gernick on behalf of the CTBA. Hey, Ken, good morning. Congratulations on a terrific day of racing. So many great stories. John Sadler sends out Kings River Knight, the 7-year-old gelding, to his third consecutive win in the Crystal Water, going a flat mile on turf. That was the 8th on a 10-race card. Just so many good feel-good stories and great horsemanship once again center stage.
Thanks, Mike. And you're right. There really was something for everybody there. We had great jockey stories and trainer stories. And you mentioned Santa Barbarian, bred by Richard Barton Enterprises. They had 3 winners on the card.
How about that?
Including that Snow Chief Stakes. So, you know, some of the prices were a little low until Santa Barbarian blew them up.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were some upsets, too. So there was a little bit for everybody.
The race before Santa Barbarian, it was a nice touch, and because I've known her for so many years, I've known how much money, time, and enthusiasm she and her family have invested over the years in the game. Samantha Siegel, JMS Racing, they had a long shot with Kazushi Kimura, take a first condition allowance, no cap, in race 9, $16.40 win mutual, trained by Brian Corner.
Right, another Richard Barton red horse. And, you know, Kimura had a big day with 3 wins. It was great. And it just shows, you know, what kind of performances the Cowbreds can deliver on a day like that, where you're really spotlighting what the breeders have done for California racing.
You know, and visually speaking, I think, and Kevin Modesty alluded to it in his story today in all the SoCal News Group papers, visually, Almond Joy with Kent DeSormo for Aggie Ordonez, it was a very, if you're watching the race, at the half-mile pole, this horse has no chance. She didn't break all that well, but I didn't think she broke as bad as some people are saying. I think visually what Kent did when they turned down the backside was he just completely sat still. He didn't care how far out of it he fell, and he's won a lot of races this way over the years. She relaxed, got into a rhythm. He had to feel pretty confident, hey, they're going to come back to me. But she was a little flat-footed, hopped a bit at the break, and then got way off the pace down the backside. She's up to win pretty handily by a half length as the 2-1 favorite, Ken.
Yeah, and that was my favorite race in part, you know, personally. Kent DeSormo rode my first winner 30 years ago. So I'm always rooting for him, and he's, you know, he sure had his ups and downs. And then you get to the winner's circle and, you know, the trainer, Aggie Ordonez, you know, it was a great story. Off to the side, there's Patrick Valenzuela, who also wrote a couple winners for me back in the day, and he's there. You got DeSormo, Hall of Famer, and P. Val. That was quite a finish for that horse. He rode the rail there, and he got it home, and it was an exciting win for a favorite to come and win. It was a pretty exciting race.
Pat Valenzuela, media conscious at ever. He was able to get on FanDuel in the paddock. Doug O'Neill had a horse for the Redhams, Bro, and Pat was there, and he jumped on. He said, I just want to thank Paul and Zilla for naming this horse for me, you know. And then they played some clips of years past. They showed prior to a big match race at Del Mar, Julie Crone rode Candy Ride. It was his last start. And they beat Medaglia d'Oro that day at Del Mar. Patrick rode Medaglia d'Oro, but it was good stuff. I really enjoyed it. And these kind of days, they deserve that sort of thing. I just enjoyed the whole show. I really did, Ken.
Yeah, you know, and the handle was pretty good. You know, obviously the on-track attendance, you know, that's always a struggle nowadays. But the fans were into it. The weather cleared. It got sunny as the card progressed. And, you know, I think it was a great day at the races. And we got to see maybe one of the best cowbreds in training now, Kings River Knight, who just owns that Crystal Water Stakes. And he put on a show, and it was a bit of a bounce back, even though he was 1-5. You know, he had a kind of a tough comeback race previously, but afterwards Juan Hernandez said that he's the old Kings River Knight is back, and he should finish up with a pretty good, strong year.
Easy to say after the fact, but he needed the comeback race, Ken, and the public saw it that way. I mean, he was a very short price. Paid $240 to win. That was John Sadler's second win on the day. And again, John, a guy so richly deserving of Hall of Fame induction. It's thus far eluded him. He's going to get in one of these days. He's richly deserving and has meant so much to the California racing equation for decades, both up north and now exclusively down here, Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, and Del Mar. I was glad to see it. And Kazushi Kimura, you know, a freak accident in the gate way back in January. It looked like he was poised to have a great winter. He's back now full force, as you noted. Got his third win of the day with Santa Barbarian. And I say this, Kazushi Kimura is a guy to watch as we get ready to angle south down to Del Mar.
He absolutely is, and I don't want to overlook Umberto Rispoli, who's had a pretty tough week. Taking a lot of shots on social media, but he won the first stakes race at Thor's Echo Stakes on Private Gem, and he did it on the rail.
Well, that's a shock for Mark Glatt. And I'm going to ask you, Ken. You're a guy. I mean, you've been in publicity. You covered the major leagues for a long time. You've worn a lot of different hats. Wrote for the LA Times, the National, MLB.com. My feeling is with a jock like Rispoli, you just don't engage with people social media-wise. But a lot of people, they can't resist it. They see something they deem unfair, and invariably it is. But I just think you're feeding the beast when you get in there, and sometimes people can't tell the difference between who the idiot is and who the other guy is. It's just, my opinion is I would stay out of the fray.
Well, you know, having been a writer for so long, my name is out there, and I've been the target myself, and you can't win that battle. You can't win that debate. And as you said, there's no point in getting involved in it. He can't defend himself.
No.
People are going to take shots. I mean, if a Hall of Fame trainer is going to take shots at you, then everybody's going to take shots at you. And you're right. He should just stick with writing, stay off the computer and the phone. And, he's a good writer. He might have gotten himself in a bad spot. No doubt, but he won the race, and I've told people, you can take your shots at him, but if Brad Ortiz had run that very same race, they'd be praising him for how competitive he is. So,
and we've seen over the years that they've left him alone as far as the stewards. I mean, he's had, I don't want to say a free reign, but darn close to it. He rides aggressively. Flavian Pratt, he figured that out real quick. He rides aggressively. Getting back to the Preakness, initially I thought, Rispoli, he had time. You're on the best horse. Ride him as such. But in looking at the drone again, I don't know, and he's on the horse's back. I think if he tips out, leaving the 3.5, he might have really been hung wide. He's probably good enough to get it done, but he opted to do what he did, and they got it done. So, I don't know.
The one thing that I had heard him in one of the interviews shortly afterwards is how he had been sort of mentored that week by Jerry Bailey and told to stay inside on those turns. And I in watching the replay, there was one spot where it's almost like you think I'm thinking of going outside, but Jerry told me not to, and he stayed inside. And yeah. I think he was just listening to the advice that he got. And there's no way to anticipate the kind of mess that developed, the rest was history.
Hey, listen, the cowbred situation, it's such a huge part of the racing equation here in Southern California. You work for the CTBA. I'm hearing there's really good news for the cowbred purse structure at Del Mar. Can you fill us in at all, Ken?
Well, if you look at the first condition book for Del Mar that's out, there's an amazing number in there for a maiden special weight dirt race for cowbreds. That purse is $100,000.
Thank you.
And on top of that is the $12,500 bonus that goes directly to the owner. You know, we haven't had those kind of numbers here. Those are the numbers you read about in some other states.
Ken, those numbers make us competitive. That's exactly going to keep you home.
Exactly. It was unfortunate what happened with Northern California, but the consolidation in Southern California means that the racing here is going to have bigger purses. And, we've seen it somewhat at Santa Anita, and we're really going to see it this summer at Del Mar.
I don't know of a soul who's glad to see the northern situation go away. But the realities of our situation currently are such, consolidation, it's happened, and our only way forward is to grow these purses here, and this is the way it's going to have to be done for now. Unfortunately, I don't see the North really ever coming back, given market factors, the political climate, everything else, Ken.
Well, I agree with you, you know, and a lot of that's above my pay grade. I loved the horse racing up in Northern California, and every time I was up in the Bay Area covering baseball, I would sneak over across the bay and get over to Golden Gate. You know, like you said, it is what it is, and we got to make the best of it right now. And right now, the best of it is being shown in what these purses in Del Mar are going to be
first
delivering
book
back to the owners and the breeders.
Exactly, the stakeholders. First book is out for Del Mar. Ken Gernick, let's do it again soon. Thank you, and congrats on a big day yesterday, Gold Rush Day at Santa Anita.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
You bet. Ken Gernick, and we'll take a break. Coming back strong with John Lindo, then Orlando Gutierrez. We've got 12 trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity at Los Al tonight. Matt DeSantis, top of the hour, going to fill us in on what's going on at Belmont at Aqueduct. 9:05, it's John Sheriffs. Yeah, the Zenyatta guy. He also knows a thing or two about winning Kentucky Derbies. He's going to try and win the Belmont with a very talented colt by the name of Baeza. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thurman, L.A. Speaking of Juan Hernandez and Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, hey, Juan piloted the 7-year-old gelding Kings River Knight to victory in yesterday's Crystal Water Stakes for John Sadler. And if you Google the race and you see the winner's circle, you'll see Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee right on the side of those white pants. Listen, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. We're going to keep it simple right now, get down to Carlsbad, and say hello to John Lindo. Hi, John, how are you?
Doing great, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I know you're looking forward to that late pick five carryover in excess of 290,000 today at Churchill Downs.
Right. Nobody hit the early pick five yesterday at Churchill, but that money goes to the late pick five today, races 6 through 10, $290,000 in there. It's a good sequence, too, some good field sizes. So I think it's a good horse player opportunity there.
And, John, we don't have a whole lot of time, but you were off track, as was I yesterday. Your take on the Calbred racing yesterday on Gold Rush Day at Santa Anita.
Well, fun as always, Mike, and you guys were talking. The win by Almond Joy, unbelievable. And what a ride by Kent DeSermo. They missed the break, and you see him sitting at the back of the pack. He just put her to sleep for the first
no
half
question.
Mile, just
yep.
You know, hoping, let's just see what happens when I send her. And she just started grinding and grinding and grinding and came up the fence and got the money. Really, really fun race to watch.
And a big key there is the psychological aspect of it. I've never ridden a race, but you get a horse doing what he or she likes. They start picking up tiring horses, and Don Pierce told me this years ago, you can feel them kind of swell up. They like that, and they're doing what they like. They haven't been rushed off their feet, despite some significant adversity early. But there's a reason Kent, he's banked more than 6,000 wins. He's in the Hall of Fame. He didn't get rattled.
No, if you rusher after that break, you get nothing. You'll flatten out at the quarter pole, and that'll be that. He just, you know, put her back there and said, okay, she knows she can pass horses. And like you say, when they pass one or two, all of a sudden they get brave, and let's go do that again.
Yes.
And she just kept coming. And as they, you know, as they started to tire, she's picking them off one by one. She just pinned her ears and kept grinding. And it was fun to see, because down the backstretch, you wonder if she's going to be eased the way he's sitting on her. And, you know, all of a sudden she starts picking it up and go, oh, that's what he's doing.
John, I enjoyed the interview you and Bob Ike did yesterday with Michael McCarthy, trainer of journalism. My take is it seems like everything's good, and it's going to be all systems go for the Belmont. But like he said, they're under no obligation to commit early. They're going to play it similarly to the way they did with the Preakness. I don't think they'll wait that long, but what's your opinion?
Oh, I get the same impression, Mike. Yeah, and I just wanted to get a little bit of a feel. You know, if everything is on track, will they breeze journalism once or twice before the Belmont? And he said, yeah, they'll probably work him once. So if we don't see a work, that'll be a sign. If we do, that means they're on track. You just kind of follow it, and they'll do the right thing with the horse, because the connections will let the horsemen do the right thing. And I root for these connections, because they're doing everything right, and they've got a really talented horse, and they're going to try and maximize his potential, and that's what we want to see.
John, I'm going to have Gary Studi on in the next hour as well. I'm going to have him address Snow Chief. And Kurt Hoover was talking with Todd Trupp on air yesterday on FanDuel, and it's, you know, there's so much hubbub every year, especially when you have a Derby winner skip the Preakness. Everybody says, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to change it up. I'll just give you a thumbnail of what Snow Chief did his three-year-old year, John. Early January, he wins the Cal Breeders' Stakes sprinting at Santa Anita. Then they go to Bay Meadows. He wins the El Camino Real Derby. That was on the dirt. Then they go to Gulfstream. He wins the Florida Derby. They bounce back to L.A. He suits up for the Santa Anita Derby, and he wins it. I believe he was the 2-1 favorite in the Kentucky Derby, and, I mean, he ran horribly. Alex Solis was on him. He had nothing under him, turned him for home. Charlie Whittingham comes by Mel Studi's barn the next morning at Churchill, and he says, Mel, there's been a lot of horses didn't run good in the Derby. You ought to run him back. And that was a big factor with Mel saying, okay, we'll go to Pimlico. He goes. He runs one of the biggest Preaknesses of his era. And then they decide to skip the Belmont 9 days after the Preakness, which everybody knows is 2 weeks after the Derby. 9 days after the Preakness, he wins the Jersey Derby, John. How about that? And then, Melvin, I was working in the jocks room then. He did not want to run a one-turn mile, the Silver Screen Handicap, at Hollywood Park. Marge Everett got busy. Man, she put on a full court press with the connections. So they went ahead and ran. He ended up third, and the California-bred filly, Malaire, trained by John Sadler, won it, ridden by Pat Valenzuela. But an amazing year for an amazing cowbred.
You'll never see that campaign again.
Ever.
Like, never see it again. And you know what? He was a great four-year-old, too, so it didn't wear him out.
Well,
they came back and ran in the Stroop Series with Ferdinand and Broad Brush.
Yes.
It was just a terrific series of races.
He won the Stroop, which was at that time a grade one, at a mile and a quarter with those big horses. So all you can say is wow. Anyway, John, we're up against the clock. I think you want to go to Churchill for a selection, huh?
Yeah, how about the first leg of the late pick five, race number six today. Number nine, Good Game, was against the race shape last time, pressed a fast pace while wide, made the lead turn for home, was outrun late, but tried every step of the way. A lot less pace today. I think an easier trip, this horse will be a lot tougher to catch. 4-1 on the program, number nine, Good Game, race number six at Churchill, first leg of that late pick five.
And hey, John, I know you and Bob mentioned it yesterday, but hats off to the Gaughan family, everybody at the South Point. They take care of our veterans. Active duty, and if you've served at any time, they have a free buffet for all military on Memorial Day. Steve says the lines are long, but it's a hell of a good vibe up there. He also says they've got lines for opening week of the NFL, futures for NCAA football championship. They get it at the South Point. Folks, give Steve Johnson a call. Do it now. Mention Thoroughbred LA, 866-780-RACE. And, John, I know you're a frequent visitor, and folks who go, they can pick up the Lindo Report free of charge.
There every day, Mike, we'll do Southern California every day, and some of the key race cars around the country, we'll have those there at the South Point as well.
John, have a great day. Appreciate it.
You got it, Mike. Good
All
luck
right,
today.
We'll close this segment out. Head down Cotella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You guys get underway at 6:10 tonight. 12 trials with some already pretty accomplished runners. 12 trials to the Ed Brickmillion Futurity, and you've got three pick four wagers. A lot of reasons to get involved tonight at Los Alamitos.
No doubt, Mike. And this is usually our biggest handle night of the year. Last year it was a $2.4 million handle night, the season high. And tomorrow with being Memorial Day, you can bet that people are going to be staying up late watching every single trial, creating those large pools throughout the program. So it should be another big handle. As you mentioned, three pick four wagers starting in race 1, 5, and 9. So big pools there. The pick six is going to be really, really interesting. We're adding $10,000 into the pick six. And like you mentioned, 12 trials, 112 total juveniles will be looking for a spot in the final, $1 million final on Sunday, June 15th. That'll be Father's Day. So it's going to be a very exciting Ed Burke trial night. 24 horses have already won a race from these trials throughout. 68 of them total have finished third or better. So we're talking about some really quality juveniles. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, some have already been standouts, including in race number 9, Accelerated. The high seller at last year's Los Alamitos Equine Sale, he looks outstanding. In race number 1, the lady is a vamp. Everybody saw that performance. She won by 3 lengths in that race, crossed the wires 3 lengths ahead. Looks very, very impressive for trainer Paul Jones. And a couple of other ones. In race 4, Muscle Max, won a really, really competitive maiden race. 5 horses from that race have come back to win a race once again. Several are in this night. So Muscle Max took on probably the toughest maiden race that we've had so far. And he'll be in action in race number 4. Dr. Aura has some really good babies. Toby Sis in race number 3 is one of them. Go North in race number 5. So just from top to bottom, just a tremendous group of juveniles racing tonight, Mike.
Boy, you got my appetite whetted, I'll tell you, Orlando. The pick 6 tonight starts with race 7. And again, Doc Allred's going to kick $10,000 into the pool to get it going. Do you have a best bet for the listeners this morning?
I'm going to go to race number 8 and number 5, A Political Reason MB. 5-1 on the morning line here. Debuted it at 220 yards. But let me tell you, this runner is bred to go far. A Political Jest out of Reason to Fly MV, who won the Lily Vessels here in Los Alamitos as a 3-year-old, beating older mares. And A Political Reason MV, plenty of trouble early on, but the stride was beautiful at the end. I think the added distance is going to be tremendous for A Political Reason MV. I'll go with this filly at 5-1 in race number 8.
Okay, post time for that, 8:53. Again, you guys get underway at 6:10 tonight. Orlando, have a great night of Ed Brickmillion Futurity Trials, 12 of them. Looking forward to it on FanDuel.
Thank you so much, Mike. Going to be a big one.
All right, it sure is. Hey, before we break, private clocker Toby Terrell of Winner's Card advises, he said, hey, take a shot, take the short price, number 7, Broski. A Red Hawk Kazushi Kimura riding for Phil D'Amato. It's a maiden special weighted a mile and 1/8 on turf. Toby Terrell of Winner's Card, the best $5 you're going to spend going to the races. You can also pick it up at casetherace.com. That's race 8, number 7, Broski. We'll take our final timeout this hour. Getting back to New York, say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. John Sheriffs, Gary Studi, Andy Harrington, they're all in the next half hour. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity on Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerated and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations on Belmont Stakes Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burghardt's Sports Bar. This edition of the Belmont Stakes could be one for the ages. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And And welcome back. Final segment, hour one. My sincere thanks to Elise Diaz inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, making things happen. Thoroughbred breeders, listen, it's not too late. We breed all the way through June. Think about Pete Neville and Perella's Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California. They've got just an outstanding stallion for California, Forbidden Kingdom, perennially top-rated stallion clubhouse ride, Straight Fire, represented by a maiden winner yesterday, Silver and Black. It's not too late. Call farm manager Terry Knight now at 510-928-4980. Forbidden Kingdom introductory fee, $5,000 live full. Let Legacy take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Let's get back to the Big A at Aqueduct. They're calling it Belmont at Aqueduct. I get that right. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here. And listen, you can call whatever you want. I'm still at Aqueduct this morning.
Yeah, exactly. But I understand you're also involved with the logistics of getting your assets up to Saratoga for the Belmont and so on.
Absolutely. We're all getting ready. Next week we start the move to get up there. And can't wait. A week from today, we're going to be drawing that Saturday Belmont Stakes Racing Festival card highlighted by the Met Mile. And then the following Monday, we're going to draw the Belmont Stakes. Can't wait for both those races.
Oh, man. You know, they moved the Met Mile to Belmont Day, about 7-8 years ago? Martin Panza made that call, and it helps to make for a mega day. We had John Hardoon on much earlier this hour, and he says things are looking like they could be off the charts there at that upcoming meet there beginning Wednesday, a week from Wednesday.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. And just the lineup of horses that are coming. I mean, you talk about that Met Mile, Fierceness, White of Barrio, Nisos, Just a Touch, Raging Torrent. I mean, it's a loaded field. Can't wait for it.
And I wanted to ask you about something else, and I'm kind of losing my train of thought as I'm doing it. I apologize. Oh, the ratings. We mentioned, the TV ratings were down for the Preakness. That's because Derby winner didn't go. But the handle was a record setter, 67 million plus bet on the Preakness. That was an all-time record. I think you guys are looking to some big, big numbers on Belmont Day.
Well, I think so, too, because we got the Preakness winner and the Derby winner, who was also the Derby, the Preakness winner is the Derby runner-up, facing off. Everybody loves a good face-off. It's going to have a lot of, name recognition, a lot of appeal. Aiza is going to be coming in as well. So a lot of horses that people are familiar with from the Derby, the Preakness, they're running here. So and you add in the element of Saratoga, and it's going to be a really big day.
And add in a guy named Baffert with a front-running colt with Mike Smith by the name of Rodriguez. Going to be a hell of a show. Listen, nine races today at Aqueduct. You get underway at 1:10 Eastern. Can we make some money, Matt?
I think we can. We're going to go to race 6. We've got a little bit of money at the main special weight race, 6 furlongs on a firm turf course. Most times 3:38 Eastern. That's going to be 12:38 out in your neck of the woods. I'm going to go to the number 4, Silsby, for trainer George Weaver. Always good in turf sprint. This is a horse coming off a little bit of a layoff, but picks up by Rad Ortiz Jr. And over the last 5 years, Weaver is hitting 38% of the time with these types of layoffs in maiden special weight turf sprints. So he's exceptional with this type of a layoff. This horse has been working very, very nicely. Sired by Vekoma. There's some, $330,000 sales, so there's some expectations with this filly. And I think this one takes a big step forward, getting on the turf for the first time. That first race, the debut last year, was actually a rained-off the turf race. So I think now getting on the right surface is going to be big. And the runner-up that day of that debut race came back to win next time out. And, oh, by the way, is multiple-time stakes placed in turf sprints. So coming out of a productive race as well. So Sylvie, the number 4 for me, 5-1, Irad, George Weaver. That's where I'm going to be going in race number 6.
3:38 Eastern. Real quick, Matt, how do we get signed up for NyraBets.com?
Absolutely. Go to NyraBets.com or download the NyraBets app. Use the promo code Belmont25. You get up to a $200 deposit match bonus and a free $25 bet.
Have a great day today and tomorrow. Matthew DeSantis, thank you on behalf of NyraBets.com. We'll step aside quickly. We're coming back with a Vietnam veteran and a world-class trainer, a world-class guy. Trainer John Sheriff's going to be addressing Baeza. Got a huge look in the Belmont in a couple of weeks. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity on Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerated and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations on Belmont Stakes Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. This edition of the Belmont Stakes could be one for the ages. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puffetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from Top Jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Roofing, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on this Sunday, May 25th, the midway point of a big Memorial Day weekend, and we will be running an 11-race card tomorrow at Santa Anita, 10 of them today. A lot going on in this game. I think the big storyline is the anticipation for the Belmont Stakes a week from next Saturday to be run at Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York at a mile and a quarter instead of the mile and a half at Belmont Park, which is unavailable due to a major renovation of that facility, that cavernous facility. As advertised, joining us right now, really a giant in our game, and I say that because of the way he's handled himself over these many years. And you know what? He's also a Vietnam vet, and I think that makes it pretty special. There's two guys in our game that I think of now in Southern California in terms of military service from years gone by. They are my next guest, John Sheriffs, and a jockey agent by the name of Tom Canoost, who does a lot of business with John, both Vietnam vets. If you've ever met Tom, you know he paid a hell of a price. He's permanently disabled, but boy, you'd never know it by the way he approaches life each and every day. Joining us right now is trainer John Sheriffs, the Zenyatta man, winner of the 2005 Kentucky Derby with Giacomo, and now the trainer of a very, very talented three-year-old colt by the name of Baeza. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm very good. Thank you.
I didn't plan that that kind of lead up there, but it just came out. I know this is a weekend you take to reflect. I see from reading your bio, you got a pretty significant milestone coming up on June 1st. But just talk about where you're at these days, John.
so I think I'm really in a great position. I have a stable of about 25 horses, and I'm fortunate enough to have a couple of really nice horses. We have Adelan running in the Shoemaker on Monday and yep. Getting ready to take Baeza to Saratoga on the 29th.
And you're married to a great lady, Dottie and Gordo Sheriffs. I've known her for many years, and her son David, now married to a very prominent up-and-coming young trainer, Sherry DeVu, based primarily in Kentucky. John, life is good, no?
Oh, yeah, no. You know, when you mentioned Dottie, that's I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for Dottie. She's been really supportive and helped guide my career through many ups and downs. So I am blessed to be married to Dottie.
Let's talk about Baeza. He comes off a maiden win and runs a massive second to Journalism in the Santa Anita Derby. Coming out of that race, he had the second highest buyer of any three-year-old in the country. You go to the Kentucky Derby, you draw far outside. You were a wallflower for quite a while. Then finally, it opened up. You were able to get into the body of the race. Talk about the trip he had in the Derby, how he's done since, and why you skipped the Preakness to run in the Belmont, John Sheriffs.
Okay, so, we fortunately got in the Derby. It was an off-track, and being from Southern California, that was his first experience on an off-track. So I thought he handled the off-track very well. That didn't seem to bother him too much. For a long time, he just didn't have anywhere to go, and he didn't have a good opening. But late in the race, he got out to where he wants to be. He doesn't want to be stuck too far down on the inside, and he made a really great closing move and was full of run at the end. So he came out of the race really well. We decided that we wouldn't run him in the Preakness, mostly because of his age and because he was a May 13th foal. So
interesting. Interesting.
He wasn't quite 3 years old. And one of the things you always have to guard against with horses is getting too close to the bottom, where they've given you everything and the recovery time is way too long. So we thought that would be too much to come back in 2 weeks for him. So we're going back here, and he's trained well here. And on the 29th, we're just taking him to Saratoga.
If you can, John, talk about this six-furlong move in company Friday morning at Santa Anita. I see the workout time, 1:12 and 2:05. How did he do it, and how has he kind of bounced out of that work? I hope that's an accurate description.
Yeah, it is. He did it with a really nice three-year-old by the name of Westwood. They worked together, and we wanted to give a serious work, but not a really too difficult, too hard a work, because always you're looking at recovery time with horses, and when they're on a 7-day, 6-day, 8-day schedule, whatever it is, you always have to figure how many days is it going to take him to recover?
Right.
And how many days will it take him to fill back up in the sense of his energy supply? So we don't want to do too much. And before the Santa Anita Derby, he worked 10 and change. But I knew before the Santa Anita Derby, he had to have some really hard work to be able to run effectively in that race. But now that he's fit enough, I didn't feel that we needed to work him too hard, but needed it to be a serious work. And so I thought he worked really well. He stayed with Westwood, and then turning for home, he opened up a little bit. And once he gets in front of the horse, he just kind of relaxes a little bit. So, but he finished well enough, so I thought it was a really nice work for him.
Flavion Pratt rides him again. He rode him in the Derby. He'll ride him in the Belmont. Apparently, you're going to have one final breeze at Saratoga on June 1st. Is Flavion going to be aboard for that?
As far as I know, he is, and it'll probably I'll probably work him on the 2nd.
Okay.
All right. And the thing with Baez that you always have to – I always keep in the back of my mind is that distance is his friend.
Yes.
And by that, I mean that every time we've worked him, he always is better at the end. You know what I mean? It's not like he's looking for the wire. He just has a great ability to carry his speed as far as you want a horse to go.
Well, I know this, John. After the wire in the Santa Anita Derby, he galloped out back in front of Journalism. I saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
And in the Santa Anita Derby, Hector was into the first turn. He's trying to decide whether to go inside or outside. I think Barnes was just in front of him. And so he finally decided, well, I'll go outside. And then Barnes drifted out a little bit more. So around the first turn, he went really wide. And then turning for home, he was just lugging in a little bit. So it took him a long time to to change his leads and for Hector get him straightened out, and then he made a nice run. So I think he had a couple of areas where he could improve off of that race.
Yeah, I want to talk about a little bit about the logistics of getting back there to New York, John. Rodriguez for Bob Baffert also worked on Friday morning. Apparently Bob is going to stay home a little bit longer and work him one more time at Santa Anita, and then they'll kind of run off the van. But you've opted to go a little bit early. Do you have any company on that flight for Baeza?
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is, but we do have company. And when we went to Kentucky, you had to be there 7 days before the race. So
yes,
that meant you had to have you had to have your last work in Kentucky if you're going to work on a 7-day schedule or something close to that. And when we got there, it took Baeza 3 days to really settle in and get back to his normal habits, right? So for the Belmont, you can come in 72 hours before the race. But I think that Baeza will be better having a chance to settle down, even though we're going to have to breathe at Saratoga, which is one of the things you really – quite often you don't want to do that. You'd rather have your last freeze at home and chip and just go run. But I think for him and as alert as he is and how much he watches everything, that probably coming in a little early is the best way to go.
Interesting.
And we fly, if anybody wants to know, we fly into Newark and then van up from Newark.
How far is that?
Well, it's going to be like a 3.5-hour van ride.
Yeah. Saratoga is not the easiest place in the world to get into, is it?
No, it's not. You know, but for people, they fly to Albany, and Albany is, what, a 30 minutes, 40 minutes from Saratoga. So that part is fine. I think when Tex Sutton flew in there, he flew into Albany, too. So that was,
but
great.
But you can't get a FedEx charter into Albany with horses now? Is that what you're saying?
No. Yes.
Wow.
Correct.
Well, that makes it tougher. John, man, this is good stuff. A lot to consider. We know this colt's got a ton of ability, owned by some great people. You know, Lee and Susan Searing of CRK Stable. I don't know the breeders, but they're in on the ownership as well. Grandview Equine. I'm not going to let you off this easy. We run tomorrow, and you're hoping to really run it.
I have to tell you, let me mention Robert Clay, because that's Grandview Equine. And he is the breeder, and I think he owned Three Chimneys. So I met him a couple times now, and he's a really wonderful person, and his wife are real horse people. So it's a great partnership.
Well, they're all, and now it's unanimous. All of y'all are great horse people. The Searings, you, Dottie. Let's talk tomorrow. The Grade One Shoemaker Mile on grass.
Right.
A Teatland shortens up a quarter mile off a nice kind of grinding win in the Charlie Whittingham. Do you have to kind of be concerned about getting him on his toes a little bit for this thing tomorrow? How have you trained him up to this?
Yeah, no, so exactly, right? The less we train him, the better off we are for this particular race. So he's had one little half-mile work probably 8 or 9 days before this race. And we're just trying to fresh him as much as we can, because the one thing about Adelon is that he's got a great finishing kick. He really, really kicked it at the end, and which was the reason why we decided to start stretching him out. So going back to a mile is going to be a real challenge for him. But, boy, he looks good. He's coming into the race good. And JOC and Anastasi felt that this would be somewhat of a challenging race for him for sure. But because of the possibility of breeding at the end of his career, they felt it was a move that was probably would be advantageous if he should get up and win the race or run well in the race. Would make him a little more appealing if he becomes a sire.
I would have to agree. That is a very good race on a prospective stallion's resume. Grade One going a mile on turf, and name for a guy that you and I had immense respect for the great Bill Shoemaker. Hey, John, wish you all the best with Baeza heading into the Belmont. A Teetlin tomorrow and the Grade 1 Shoe Mile. That's the ninth race at Santa Anita tomorrow. Thanks for your time, and all the best. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye. You bet. Trainer John Sheriffs, and joined now by a longtime friend. I don't want to say old friend because we're the same age. Gary Studi from Santa Anita. How you doing, Gary?
Good, Mike. You can go ahead and say it.
Yeah. Hey, a nice win on Friday, and you use this jock. He's a new face, Bautista. I think his book's handled by Joe Griffin, right? A $61,000 purse maiden race on Friday. That was pretty sweet.
Well, I'm going to have to correct you that it's Vince McGregor.
Oh man, Vince is going to get after me. Hey, Vince, I'm sorry. Vince.
But,
wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll tell you what, I knew it was a small hole, and my partners sent me the drone video from FanDuel, and it was tighter than I thought, so a lot of kudos to that kid.
Yeah.
He got some you-know-what.
What race was that, Gary?
On Friday. Calvert, one other than.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the race number. Anyway, congrats on that eighth race on Friday. Wanted to revisit the great Snow Chief. They asked you to present the trophy yesterday, but you had something going on you couldn't. Kurt Hoover and Todd Trupp got into a little bit of a conversation regarding Snow Chief's 3-year-old year. Okay, we lost Gary Studi, so we'll get back to him in just a moment. And want to talk about Snow Chief. He was a 3-year-old Eclipse Award-winning Calder gelding of 1986, a winner of the Santa Anita Derby, Florida Derby. Really, the only bad race he ran that year was in the big one, the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. But he bounced back and then some. Right now, Elise is trying to get Gary Studi back, and we hope to do that in short order and see if I can catch my breath, and we'll continue the radio show. Is he there, Elise? Okay, Gary, can you hear me? We do not have Gary Studi.
Yeah, you do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Anyway, Kurt and Todd on FanDuel yesterday, they were getting into a conversation about Snow Chief. And the more they talked, I started remembering things. But Gary, kind of take us through it. First of all, 23 lifetime starts, 22 of them were in stakes, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I know he didn't run in many allowance races.
No, he sure didn't. But in 1986, your dad, Melvin F. Studi, ran him in the Cal Breeders Stakes, a sprint. He won it. Then you guys went up to Bay Meadows and... he won the El Camino Real Derby. Were you up there for that, Gary?
No.
Okay, you let Pop handle that on his own. Then he went to Gulfstream. He wins the Florida Derby. Back to Santa Anita. He wins the Santa Anita Derby. And I think he's, what, maybe 2-1 in the Kentucky Derby. And he was empty turning for home, Gary.
You know, it was a funny race, Mike. If you look back in the charts, right, the horse that was laying first at the half-mile pole finished last. The horse that was second finished second to last. Fortunately for Charlie and Shoe, Ferdinand was last, and he finished first. But it was when you looked in the chart, it was almost in exact order from last to first and first to last. It was kind of unique that year.
And Gary, by the way, just for the record, Shoe didn't ride him like a rented mule, but he did squeeze through on the rail somehow, some way. I remember interviewing him about that, and he told me his thought process, and it was just instinctive. He dove down there, and he had the caballo to get through, an unbelievable running of the Derby in 86.
Yeah, and Shoemaker was one of the greatest in all aspects, as a rider, as a human being, as an ambassador. There was nobody better.
Okay, now. You guys get beat in the Derby. The Bald Eagle comes by, the barn at Churchill. The next morning, he encourages your dad, Mel. A lot of horses, they don't handle the track or whatever in the Derby. You ought to go ahead and run him in the Preakness. He does.
Yeah, but...
Just talk about that process, that 2-week process from the 86 Derby to the Preakness with Snow Chief.
You know, the next one, he ran 14th, and my dad had a flight to catch the next day. So he's out there early before he catches his flight, him and one of our owners, and our owner's trying to hold the horse, and here comes Charlie out of the dark and says, I'll hold him for you, Mel. And my dad was coming back to California, just, you know, didn't know, couldn't figure out why he ran so bad. And Charlie told him, Mel, he said, I ran a filly in the Oaks yesterday. It was 8-5 that I loved. And he said, she ran horrible. You just got to throw that race out. Some horses don't like this track. And so Charlie encouraged him to run back in the Preakness. So when we ran in the Preakness and we won the race and Charlie was second, he said, I'm not too smart. I could be going for the Triple Crown.
With Ferdinand. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is that's just one of the all-time stories. And I think Carl Grinstead was the breeder and the co-owner that was there that morning. I don't think Ben Rochelle would have been out that early. Now, Gary, tell us about the thought process. When was the decision made after winning the Preakness? We ain't running in a Belmont. We're running for a lot more money in the Jersey Derby. Nine days after the Preakness.
Oh, I know. It's like when they talk about the Triple Crown being so hard on horses now, I said, oh, I said, I knew a horse that didn't even wait to 3 weeks for the Belmont.
Right.
He ran back in 9 days. But at that time, Mike, you couldn't use Lasix in New York, which was one of the reasons. And my dad, for whatever reason, was never a big fan of New York. So the Jersey Derby was about twice the money, maybe even more. I think the Belmont might have been four, and it was $1 million. And I don't know when he decided, but my dad just said, we're running back. Monday, and it was a in fact, it would have been tomorrow, you know, probably tomorrow.
Wow.
The reason it was 9 days is because they ran Memorial Day.
Unbelievable. Now, he comes back to Hollywood Park, and I said earlier, I was working in the jocks room at that time, and I knew Mel, he really did not want to run, and Mel's a guy that liked to run, but it was the Silver Screen Handicap, 23 days after the Jersey Derby. It's a one-turn mile, and he wasn't really Snow Chief. He ran third, was really never a factor for the win. And Malaire, the filly, trained by John Sadler, ridden by P. Val, wins it. Gary,
We came out of the race bad, Mike. But to be honest with you, the way Malaire ran that day, I don't know if we could have beat her anyway.
I agree.
She's just freak. But. Yeah, no, my dad had actually committed her to run back at Canterbury Downs. It was, I think, maybe their inaugural year, and he went back there and met the governor and was in a parade and everything and told him he'd bring Snow Chief back for that race. And Marge wanted him to run at Hollywood Park.
Right.
She called in my dad and the two owners, and my dad, for most of his career, could never get more than 12 stalls.
Right.
And Marge was the first one to give him 30 stalls. And Carl Grinstead was the previous
And
trainer.
She reminded Melvin of that, correct?
She reminded Melvin of that. She reminded Grinstead that she gave him stalls when nobody else would. And she had done apparently a favor for Ben Rochelle, too. So she called in her three markers and she won.
Now, Mel, you know that you couldn't get this many stalls anyplace else. I've been good to you.
Yeah, no, she didn't, and you couldn't argue with her because she did.
Yeah.
My dad had 12 stalls and couldn't get, couldn't get any more stalls, I mean, for years and years. And some guy was late shipping in. My dad said something to Marge, and she looked over and said, if that guy's not here tomorrow, and for whatever reason, that guy was late shipping in, and she gave my dad the stalls. So
well,
that's what basically got him going.
Safe to say it worked out very well for all parties concerned.
Yes, it did.
We don't have much time, Gary. It's good reminiscing, but Snow Chief came out of that Silver Screen back in 86 with a chip and an E, so you had to address that. Time off. I think he ran on the opening day Malibu at Santa Anita, maybe was third. He ends up winning the Grade 1 Stroob against top horses at a mile and a quarter with Patrick.
Yeah, he did. It was Broadbrush and Ferdinand again, and it was a great race. And it's funny because Pat was out this morning and talking, and then somebody brought up the Sandy the Handicap, and I said, yeah, Charlie put a rabbit in there, and T-Val chased him, a 50-1 shot, and we ran off the board, I think. And Pat
Pat told me, oh, I didn't chase him. He chased me. Okay, well.
Okay, Pat. Went,
but Charlie stuck the rabbit in there, and Pat went with him. And we ended up getting beat there, and Charlie won the race. But, yeah, that was a big threesome there, Broadbrush, Ferdinand, and Snooki. Those were three awful good horses.
And I think Charlie won it with a horse named Greenton, who was a big-time horse in 86. I think that was Lafitte. Hey, Gary Studi, you got one horse in today in the seventh. It's a claiming race. I want to leave it alone by design. You're teaming up again, once again, with a legendary agent, Vince DeGregory, and his young rider, Bautista, a bug boy. Wish you luck today, and thanks for the time, Gary.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great day.
Likewise. We'll stay at Santa Anita. We're going to say hello to Private Clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Hey, Andy, good morning. Thanks for being patient.
Oh, no worries, Mike. Thank you.
If you can, give us a quick update what you saw Friday morning from Rodriguez, trained by Bob Baffert, and Baeza, trained by John Sheriffs.
Well, Rodriguez was off the charts terrific. If there's a Belmont feature book, I'm going to try to find it, but I don't think there is. He worked, they gave him a 124 and 4.7 furlongs. He did it really well. He worked all the way up to the 6 furlong pole, breezing all the way alone with J.J. Hernandez up. As much as you, they got to be super, super happy down there. And plus, they got another week here in California sunshine to even recover a little bit from the foot bruise that he had. Apparently, it didn't have any ill effects whatsoever that I could notice. So,
wow.
He's all systems are go. I mean, he's going to be tough to beat. He's going to be tough to beat.
That's some big, big statements there. I love it, Andy.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to be a really tough commodity. He might be overlooked a little bit if a Baffert horse is actually overlooked in a big race, because there's obviously the Derby winner and the Preakness winner. Hopefully, we'll both get there. Baeza, who ran third in the Derby, worked with Westwood. Did this usual kind of workmanlike, you know, I mean, it never wows me too much. He's always a little bit mentally not super, super focused. He gets in front, he kind of leans in a little bit, but he does it, you know, and there's nothing to knock. He looks about the same to me as he did going into the Derby, as he is coming out. So, and he's been here for a while. This is actually his second drill over the track. So he seems about the same to me, but Rodriguez seems even better than he was actually going into the Derby, where he obviously got scratched the week of the Derby.
Yeah. Good enough. We're up against the clock. Can you help us either today or tomorrow?
Let's go to the last race today, the 10th and final. The two horse in here, Ride Elbow Ranch from the Mark Glatt barn. They ran this horse 6.5 on the dirt first out. I think they ran a short horse. They just gave him there the 2 or 3 halves and 1 5/8, and it ran very courageously. It's come back with 3 drills, including a 59 and change on the 9th. With Abel Lascano up, outworked a barn mate rather easily. I think this is going to step up way forward in this race. So we're going to go in the 10th race for the Mark Glatt barn. Number 2, Ride Elbow Ranch with Abel Lascano up at 9-2 on the morning line.
Developing into a good combination here. Mark Glatt, Abel Lascano. Andy Harrington from National Turf said it's Ride Elbow Ranch. For the rest of the story, go to nationalturf.com. Andy, thank you. Have a great weekend. Folks, we're going to take a quick timeout, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein up in Las Vegas on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Top handicapper Bob Mazursky's right after that. Toby Calla, Jonathan Hardoon on the horizon. Don't go away. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity on Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerated and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations on Belmont Stakes Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burghardt's Sports Bar. This edition of the Belmont Stakes could be one for the ages. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, as advertised, we're going to get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and check in with a good friend, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, first things first, well, hope you're having a great weekend with the family, but on behalf of the listeners, thank you. Great job last Sunday on air here. Regal Patriot at Santa Anita, 520. Well done, Bruce.
Appreciate it. Yeah, took a little betting action at the end, but we'll take it.
Absolutely, we'll take it. We got a big menu of racing all over the place. Before we get your first selection somewhere across North America, tell us what's up at the website, betonbruce.com, looking ahead to the next week and obviously for tomorrow, Memorial Day.
Yeah, so for today, we're just going to do Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, a combo platter there for the full card. Also, best bets at Santa Anita. At least Churchill Downs, Santa Anita, maybe New York tomorrow. We're going to wait and see on that, see how the weather holds out. And then on Belmont Week, we're going to do that whole festival of racing at Saratoga. If you remember last year, all week long, the racing was spectacular at Saratoga, Mike. So we'll take the whole week and enjoy that. So, you know, you got to look where the best action is these days. And, you know, sometimes it's not in Southern California.
And that week you alluded to at Saratoga, that starts a week from Wednesday, Bruce.
Yeah, and like I said, the cards are just amazing day after day.
Okay, where do you want to go for your first selection here this morning?
Well, with that pick five carryover.
At Churchill Downs,
yeah. Right, the late pick five. Everyone's going to be taking a look at that. Very challenging sequence. Mike, let's go to the 10th and final. This is a one-turn mile for three-year-olds, a starter allowance race for horses that have started for $50,000 or less. And I like the lightly raced number four, Take Charge Omaha, who's claimed out of its last race. The horse debuted on a one-turn situation on the synthetic at Turfway Park. He showed no speed. He rallied along the inside. He almost hit the rail, and he finished fourth. If you watch the gallop out, he actually galloped out in front that day. Then fast forward to Keeneland, two turns on the dirt. You had a Brad Cox 8-5 favorite set a very slow pace by the name of Protocol. Take Charge Omaha, Mike, was in the middle of the pack, and when the light switch turned on, when they asked him to go on the upper turn, he took off, made short work of that front runner Protocol, and won a laugher. Even though he does shorten from two turns to one turn, I think he could get a better setup. I think the pace will be faster. He certainly made such a quick turn of foot there in the mile and the 16th. I think he'll be fine here. Race 10, let's go with the second choice on the program, the four, Take Charge Omaha at 4-1 on the morning line.
4-1 had been trained by Dale Romans, and now goes for Eric Foster, and they get a new jock, and Torres had been ridden in his first two starts by Corey Lannery. Race 10, number four, Take Charge Omaha. That goes at 5:26 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita. 10-race card today, Bruce.
To the Santa Margarita, the third race today. I don't think we're going to get the price that is being offered on the morning line. And there's that man, Mike McCarthy, with a very interesting runner.
I agree.
In this race, Mike, the two, Princess of Time. She came off a 13-month layoff. And look twice, she faced males in that race, and I thought she ran a super game race. She was parked three wide. It kind of looked like she was backing up a little bit at the head of the lane, but she kept trying to the wire. She got beat less than three lengths in a super effort. Keep in mind also, she hadn't run two turns in, I think, 2 years coming into that race. So everything was against her, and you know what? The figure that she earned in that race is more than competitive. I don't think there's any world beaters in here, look for a stalking trip. I think that race should set her up nicely. She is a crazy 12-1 on the morning line. I don't expect we'll get anything close to that. I think we'll probably do about half that price, and even then, it's a good bet. So race three, I like the Mike McCarthy horse, number two, Princess of Time, at 12-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and today's grade two, Santa Margarita, and at a mile and one-eighth for fillies and mares. That'll go at 2:05 Pacific. Hey, Bruce, hope you have a great weekend and a lot of really good racing tomorrow. Looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, they've definitely backloaded Memorial Day weekend, haven't they, Mike? The Saturdays and Sundays, I think there's one graded stakes race, I believe, yesterday and today. So all the action comes tomorrow.
Okay, thanks so much, Bruce. Have a great day. Good luck today.
Take care.
Okay, we'll close this segment out with a good friend of mine, Bob Mazursky. Wrote for so many years for the old L.A. Herald Examiner. Then he was in the L.A. Times, and now he's the you can catch his graded handicap and his own morning line and all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I'm going to get greedy. We're a ways out. After what you may have heard this morning and what you've seen yourself, who are you leaning to in the Belmont at this stage?
Well, if journalism runs, I'm leaning towards him because I still think he's the best of the group. I mean, I don't think it's an overwhelming edge he has, but I think if he runs his best race, he's the best horse.
Interesting, and I think a lot of people are going to be in that camp. He'll be favored. Let's talk today or tomorrow. Where do you want to go for radio, Bob?
I'm going to go to the ninth race today. It's a filly and mare claimer. I like the outside horse, number nine, Matina. I think she's been running against a little bit better horses. She's dropping in class. She's drawn outside. I think she's the speed of the speed. Ryan Hansen had the nice win yesterday with Santa Barbarian and Snow Chief, the big upset. I think her only win was on dirt, so I think if she gets the lead, she could be tough to catch.
Well, and I know Ryan is sure hoping you're right, and he's got the jock Escobedo engaged here. Bob, really enjoy your stuff each and every day in the coverage and the Southern California News Group papers. It's incredible. Have a great day and good luck.
Thanks, Mike. You take care.
All right, before we step away, listen, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. That's what you want when you're meeting with friends and family on Memorial Day weekend, right? With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. We'll take our final time out. Coming back strong, Toby Callett from South Florida, Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from upstate New York. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity on Sunday night, featuring the top juveniles at Los Alamitos, like the record-setting freshman Accelerated and many of the recent eye-catching juvenile winners. And racing fans, tonight don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations on Belmont Stakes Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. This edition of the Belmont Stakes could be one for the ages. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Oh, I was born six gun in my hand behind a gun.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, just got a text from Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos. He said, Mike, our condition book for the daytime thoroughbreds, which they open up on Friday, June 20th, that condition book for the daytime thoroughbred meet at Los Alamitos is now available. Go to losalamitos.com, and I'm sure if you're over at Los Alamitos, you can pick it up, the hard copy there. Let's get to South Florida as advertised. Say hello to Toby Callett and see what's happening at Gulfstream. Hey, Toby, good morning. You got nine races. Hope you're having a great weekend.
We're having a very nice weekend, Mike. They have a force out today in the Rainbow Six, five Tapeta races. We're going to steer our vehicle up into Louisville.
Okay.
The Churchill Downs today. I know Bruce Finkelstein gave you a horse in the nightcap. How about if we start out that big carryover pick, late pick five? We've got the Tebbit Morning Line favorite, the 10 Oak Alley, who had ran a much better than look race at Gulfstream. Now gets a big rider upgrade off the Keeneland event and is deserving of favoritism. I want to give you a couple or a few alternatives to look at for the gimmicks, and or if you're going to go deep in that pick five. The one too late baby doll is worthy of a look. A first-time starter for Riley Moss, the four maple syrup, has trained very well for the debut down here in South Florida. And please don't overlook the six, Sweet McKenzie, much, much better than look effort in both races to date. 20-1 on the morning line will probably be higher than that. So we're 10-1-4-6, pick up all the six, starting out that carryover pick five at Churchill Downs.
Toby, thank you so much. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye, Mike.
All right, before we say hello to Jonathan Hardoon, folks, Doug O'Neill celebrated a birthday yesterday, had a nice winner at Santa Anita. First race, he teamed up with Kyle Frey. If you're getting hungry, if you need a very viable option, having people over on this Memorial weekend, think about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're just off the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. To New York we go, and we say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. John, good morning. We got 10 of them out here at Santa Anita in great conditions.
Good morning, Mike. Terrific interview with John Sherris. I mean, he really just seems like he tells it like it is. He's a straight shooter, and I really enjoyed listening to him. And obviously, he's very high on Baeza. So good for him, yeah.
He's a guy. He spends the time with the horses. He's a horseman. He doesn't want to have a mega stable. He's just – you just wish you had more guys like him. You need so many people, and you need people with different styles. Everybody's got a different opinion. To me, that ought to be welcomed, and his resume speaks for itself. I wish him and the Connections all the best with Baeza, John.
I agree with you, Mike. He's a good guy, and he's a terrific trainer. You never hear anything about him. You know, he's just an all-time good trainer, and they don't make him like that anymore. And good for him. Hopefully he has a lot of success in the Belmont Stakes.
He turns the big – I hope I'm not talking to us – turns the big 8-0 on June 1, John.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good for 8-0.
He's fit. He goes up and down those stairs in the morning at Santa Anita in the grandstand. Anyway, let's get to it. Can we chop any wood today at Santa Anita?
Yeah, we're going to look at the eighth race, and this is a wide-open betting event. And obviously, I missed the boat yesterday with Ryan Hansen. But he sends out another big-priced horse here, Mike, with the number 8 horse, Cornhusker Chris. This 3-year-old colt has one start on the grass, 3 races back. And he actually ran sneaky good in that race. He's stretching out to 1 1/8 today. He's listed at a ridiculous 20-1 on the morning line. Let's get everybody some Belmont Stakes money with number 8, Cornhusker Chris, in today's eighth race out at Santa Anita.
Ah, shucks. It's Cornhusker Chris. Apologies to the late Bill Gar. That's going to be the Ragas and Sheets play of the day today. Race 8 at Santa Anita, post for that 4:38 Pacific. I know you covered it in hour one, but things are changing. Tell us about the New York situation. What's going on at JONHARDOON.com?
Well, New York closes tomorrow for 10 days, and they'll be back on June 4th, Wednesday, opening day of the week-long Belmont Festival at Saratoga. You're going to have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nothing but stake races, full field. I think they have 14 races on both Friday and Saturday. So those are going to be long days, Mike.
Yeah.
But if the racing's good and the weather stays like it is, people are going to enjoy themselves.
Great. Well, I hope you do as well, John. All the best on this weekend. Can't wait for this this festival of racing a week from Wednesday at Belmont Park and a week from Saturday, the third and final jewel in the Triple Crown. Looking forward to getting your thoughts.
Okay, Mike. Thanks so much. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. Hey, folks, we do the show from the Big A. Angels pregame. It's going to be Angels Miami Marlins at 107. Halos had an 8-game win streak snap last night. They'll try to bounce back today and get back to that 500 mark. They're only 4 back in the American League West. So that's good news, as Terry Smith would say. Angels pregame at 12 noon. Trent Rush, Terry Smith, and Mark Langston. Hope you enjoyed the show. For Elise Diaz inside here, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Willman. So long and have a great weekend.
been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.